You're listening to ISM the podcast, where immigrant stories matter. We're here to amplify immigrant voices and create a community where people from any background can come together and embrace each other's differences. It's time to end the negative stigmas around immigrants because they're freaking rock stars, and we're going to prove that one story at a time.
Nice.
What?
She says you're like a baby when you smile.
Nice.
Good?
We're not gonna the people. Make sure you.
All right. Ciao, Nonna.
Ciao, Sara.
You ready?
Yeah.
Good.
Sì, come si parla
in italiano? No, puoi parlare in italiano e poi io traduco.
Ok.
Bene?
Bene.
Ok. All right, guys. This is going to be a fun episode, to say the least, of ISM the podcast. So thanks so much for coming back here. Today I always have a special guest because they're all special to me, but seriously, today is like special because I have Nonna.
I love you Nonna.
I love you too.
Yes. And of course, I have a very special person here as well, my boyfriend Nico.
Hello, guys. I'm excited to be on the podcast. This is a special opportunity.
So, Nico is going to be translating for Nonna because Nonna is Nico's grandma, and so she obviously speaks Italian. And so Nico's going to be our translator today. So this is going to be my first time with like a translator type of situation. So we're going to see how this goes. I can understand Nonna most of the time, but for you guys' sake, we're going to keep it easy and have someone here translating for us.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I don't think Nonna's ever done anything like this. So
I know, right? She's excited. Mm-hmm. You like this, Nonna? Fun, huh?
Yeah, nice.
Aww. I love you, Nonna.
I love you.
Aww, she's so excited. All right, Nonna, let's go. She's crying. Aww. I can't, my heart.
Non c'è la capire, una gioia.
Sì, sì, capisce. She says a joy.
Understand the mom.
Yeah. I love you.
I love you too, Nonna.
Okay, let's hop right into this. So, do you want to ask Nonna just where she comes from, how she grew up, and just about her beginnings?
Yeah.
Esteva Napoli.
Okay. So she was born in Napoli.
Mm-hmm.
Sono nato a Avellino.
Sì, so she was born in Avellino.
Avellino, yeah.
So, Avellino, sì.
Nice.
No, non è proprio il paese di Avellino, sì. È, come si chiama, la provincia.
Sì.
Dove sono, ma io sono nato a Nusco.
Yeah. Okay, so she was born in a very small town in mm-hmm. the province of Avellino.
Okay.
The town is called Nusco.
My country is Nusco.
Yeah.
Nusco, okay.
So I've actually been there with Nonna. It's really small. There's like probably 2,000 people. It's up in the mountain.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Ma è beautiful, però.
Yeah?
And quando sei cresciuto, dimmi un poco di... della famiglia. Che
dire? La famiglia siamo cresciuti tutti a Nusco.
Quanti ci siamo? Quante persone?
Sette. Figlie.
Sì.
Yeah. Sette figlie.
Okay, so she had seven brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Fu gele e fu boia. Otto figli.
Yeah.
Oh,
she had seven siblings, but eight altogether.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Nice, Nonna.
So her mother passed away when she was young.
Very young, mamma.
Yeah.
Quando anni tenevi?
Mamma.
Tu, quando mamma è morta?
Perché tenevo 12 anni.
So she was 12 when her mother passed away.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Me la ricordo così.
She mm-hmm. doesn't remember much.
La mamma mia ha pigliato lo stroke.
Oh, okay.
Lo stroke,
yeah.
E non poteva
stroke.
Parlare. Quando lei yeah. doveva mangiare.
So she, I guess.
Careful, Nonna.
Her mom had a stroke, mm-hmm. and she survived for a little bit, mm-hmm. but she couldn't talk anymore. And then when Nonna was 12, her mother passed away.
Oh, okay. And then don't you know something about Nonna's parents that it's like one of them moved to the U.S. or something
yes.
like that?
Yes, and we should talk to Nonna and ask a little bit more about the details, but I know that her mother, I believe, was born in America because her mother's parents came from Italy.
Oh, nice.
Oh, what is this?
So that was her husband, my grandfather.
Aww.
Nonna Chita.
Yeah,
Nice.
Yeah, because morto da young nonna.
Yeah.
We'll get to that part of the story.
Yeah.
You understand?
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Come era bravo.
Yeah.
Faceva che c'era che quando esse fa la famiglia big.
Mm-hmm.
Faceva vicino alla mamma. Faceva così. Tu hai fatto 6 figlie. Splendid. Mm-hmm.
He wanted a big family, so he used to tell my mom, like, you have to have a lot of kids.
Oh.
Michelle è stata una
Sara.
Everybody yale. Mi tu yale.
Yeah.
Ogni
Yeah, Italians are always yelling.
All right, but no, no. Tu eri nato in Italia, in Avellino, in Nusco. Mm. Tua mamma era nata in Stati Uniti, no?
Sì, era nata qua.
Ah, okay. Ma i genitori di tua mamma erano italiani?
Qua.
Ma erano italiani?
Sì, sì, sì.
Da
grazie di fare famiglia sì, italiana. Okay. Yeah.
Wow, so this is actually a story of reverse immigration and then back to him here.
Okay.
So, Nonna's grandfather
mm-hmm.
was born in America to mm-hmm. Italian immigrants.
Gli morette la moglie.
And so was his wife.
Okay.
So, they were born to Italian immigrants in America.
Where?
E la moglie
dove erano?
America.
Dove in America? A Pennsylvania?
A Pennsylvania.
Yeah, in Pennsylvania.
Okay. Okay. Mamma ha fatto sì. la ricerca. Yeah. Pennsylvania, mamma. No.
Okay.
So then, Nonna's grandfather's wife died. And they had kids at the time.
Teneva la mamma.
Her mother being one of those kids in America.
Okay.
She, because her grandfather's mother was still in Italy, the grandmother of her mother,
mm-hmm.
he sent the daughter back to Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where Nonna's mother met Nonna's father.
Però
she was born in America, got sent back to Italy because her mother died.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where she met Nonna's dad.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And
oh
then Nonna ended up immigrating back to the U.S. where her mother was actually born.
Nonna Teresa.
Wow.
But when Nonna came, she came to Boston, not Pennsylvania.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's
Però
crazy.
La mamma mia, quando nonno mio...
Uh-huh.
Quando dai la nonna, come si dice?
La moglie.
La moglie. Yeah. E allora è rimasta per 3 figlie.
Okay.
Sorelle.
So her grandfather's wife died, and he was left with the kids, which was 2 girls and 1 boy.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, how am I going to work and take care of my kids?
Mm-hmm.
The boy can work.
Mm-hmm.
He sent the 2 girls back to Italy. Nonna's mother and Nonna's mom's sister.
Okay.
Italy, yeah.
So did that would be her uncle, right? Nonna's uncle stayed here.
Correct. So by the time Nonna came to the U.S.
He had already passed away.
But my mom has done the research and found the family in Pennsylvania.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So, quanti anni aveva tua mamma quando è ritornata in Italia?
Non mi ricordo.
So when her mom was young,
mm-hmm.
she got sent back to Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And she never came back to the U.S.
Mm-hmm. Because she met her husband there.
Right.
And then obviously had her family. Okay.
Era piccolo.
E poi lei si è rimasta
lì. La nonna, aspetta Nick. Quando la mamma ha portato lì da lì, ma uh-huh. grandma.
Yeah.
Mamma mia teneva 3.
Ok.
Quell'altra teneva 5. Erano 2 sister.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So her mom was 5.
Okay. So she obviously grew up in Italy. And then how was the situation there growing up?
So, vuole capire un po' la situazione. Tu, quando crescevi in Italia, com'era là?
L'ho cresciuta brutta la nonna. Sono andata a lavorare la nonna.
So, she said she had like a very bad childhood. You know, she was forced
to
work.
Una signora mi ha pigliato come una madre. Because
her mom...
Bene, dormiva con loro.
Yeah.
Cioè,
her mom died when she was young. 12,
right.
Yeah.
Clean everything.
Dove era questo lavoro?
A Nusco.
A Nusco. So, a family took her in that she would live with.
Oh,
but
wow.
she would clean, take care of the kids, cook.
Oh, wow.
She was basically like...
Yeah,
like she was basically adopted,
uh-huh.
but kind of like a maid.
Wow.
Yeah. Ma lavoravi, loro ti pagavano, no?
La nonna, come mi facevano fatica.
Yeah. So they work, made her work so hard.
Oh, wow.
No, Sara, metteva di... per far l'uscita alla cena, come la chiamate? L'uscita del pavimento.
Yeah. She would use the cleanings, the...
Cleaning the floor.
Con le ginocchia per terra, così,
with her knees on the ground, scrubbing.
Oh my gosh, Nonna.
E de patrona faceva, "You not clean it good."
No way, Nonna. Oh my gosh.
Scusa, Sara, potessi...
No, ma no. Io dopo l'ho
traduto. E c'è vicino a Colombo, che annega una cosa, e c'è... No, minaggia io.
Okay, so, all right. So her mom died when she was young. She was working for this family. The family treated her very poorly. Like, yes, she got to live there. Yes, she had a food and a place to live. But they worked her hard, made her scrub the floors. She would finish cleaning the floor, and then the lady would send the dog in to pee on the floor. And then clean it up now. So one day, Nana was like, I've had enough. I can't take it. And she went to her close friend. She had a friend, and she was like, I can't take it anymore. I'm done with these people. I need to leave. And so her friend said, well, come with me to Torre del Greco, which is at the base of the Vesuvio, right outside of Napoli. So her friend took her there. So she got a similar work, living with another family, doing the same type of stuff, cleaning, cooking, taking care of the kids. And that is where how she met my grandfather, Ciro. Because he grew up in Torre del Greco.
Okay.
E poi quando tu stavi a Napoli c'era la guerra, no?
La guerra è finita.
So she literally remembers being a kid when Mussolini was a dictator in Italy, he was a communist. So you weren't allowed to have gold, you weren't allowed to have your own belongings.
Tutto, everything, non potevano tenere.
In communist countries they dictate everything. They decide, you know, they ration food, all that type of stuff. So she remembers the soldiers coming into the house and taking the gold chain off of her mom.
La guerra.
Wow.
Dice la Sara, la guerra è stata brutta.
Yeah, she said the war was very ugly.
Wow.
Mio marito. Io mo parlo un poco italiano, ma mio marito, Ciro, lo nonno, diciamo lo nonno, che era, Ciro si era innamorato di me, ma io tenevo paura con le signore che mi battevano, facevano le cose.
So, while she was working for this family, and so, I think you see the theme, when she was in Nusco, no matter what family you worked for back then, when you worked for a family, it's because they were wealthy and they didn't treat you, you know, they didn't really treat you great. So even when she moved to Napoli, in Torre del Greco, and she was working there, she, you know, they weren't very nice to her. And she had met my nonno Ciro, and he saw the conditions she was in, and he was like, let's just get married, we'll get out of here together. And so in 6 months, they got all the paperwork, got married, and they moved in.
And
then they moved in together?
Yeah.
Quando si è sposato io non vestito bianco, niente, perché le sorde non ci stavano.
When she got married, she didn't have a white dress or anything, because
they
didn't
have money. Because
they didn't have money?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bravo. Oh. Fangela capire, Sara. È bella se ti stico.
I will. Am I getting tears? I got emotional because, like, she talks about how, like, no, saved her from the family, like, you know. So one night, they would treat her badly, and he heard them yelling at her, and he showed up to the door, and he told them, like, give me Teresa now, or I'm calling the police. And she came down, and then that was it. They left. They got married, and she never went back.
All right, so now we know how they got married. Good, Nana.
Yeah, good.
So now, why did they?
Sara.
Sì.
Sara.
Sì.
Se non Nico ti spiega. La nonna è stata una grande signora. In cielo, io non ne ho andata a letto per nessuno. Io è verità.
You better cut this part out, but she's talking about how she's like a true woman. You know, she was raised without a mom or a dad, but you know, she got married the way her mom brought her into this world, like pure and as a virgin.
Vergine, come era mia mamma, perché io ero fatto la promessa alla Madonna.
Nice.
L'ho tenuto il boyfriend, ma non che ha toccato adesso.
Wow. Oh my God. She had boyfriends, but none of them got to touch her.
I got that part. Thank you. Oh my gosh. Okay, so.
Okay.
So, I want to know how she ended up moving here and why.
Okay. She was able to come because of her mother. Her mother's an American citizen.
Oh.
So, because of that, first there was a law that you could only come at a certain time, before a certain age, if you were born to an American citizen in Italy. Then the law came out that you could come at any time if you were born to an American citizen. You were granted citizenship as well. And at that point, she already had three kids and was married, and she went right away to get the papers done.
Okay, why did she want to?
Ma perché? Perché volevi venire qua?
Chi io?
Sì.
E stava bene, a me all'Italia non ci sta la possibilità come qua la nonna.
Okay. So basically, it came down to the opportunity for a better life. They wanted to have a house and stuff. She worked there, my nonna worked there, but it was, the money wasn't the same.
Perché la nonna me laica di me per la famiglia, per il nonno. Io sono stata, come si dice, lavoratore.
Yeah, she worked too to help the family. Yeah. She didn't want to just depend on him.
That's nice.
When they came here and they both worked, they were able to buy a house. They were able to make a living for the family. Right. Because it was much more money.
Right.
My Uncle Anthony was 5 years old when they came to America. And my grandfather didn't want her to work, but she still went to work anyway.
Aww. Era piccolo.
What did she do for work?
Che facevi per lavoro qua?
Tutto.
Everything.
Dimmi un po', dici un po'.
Io là, quando sono venuto, ho andato a lavorare in una fattoria a cucire le giacche.
Okay, so one of like the first sewing? Things she did was sewing in a factory.
Okay.
So she was working in the factory making the jackets.
Mm-hmm.
And then she asked the boss, she said that they always loved her because she worked so hard.
Mm-hmm.
Can I please do this at home? I just bought a house. So every day they would bring 200 to 300 jackets. My grandfather would put the needle through the thread. And then she would sew the jacket.
Aww.
So she would do 8 hours in the factory and then come home and they would do more.
And then do more at home? Wow.
Disgraziato. Non era good. Se Samba arriva nella mouse
yeah.
e diceva fa pipì e diceva, diceva che consumavano l'acqua.
Chi?
Il padrone della casa, andava lì. E il nonno riusciva a mangiare pezzetti e mangiava la casa.
Ah, okay. So when they first came here, they were renting an apartment before they bought a house, right?
Before they bought this
right,
house.
And the landlord was like, she said he's a disgraziato. She would say, even if someone goes to use the bathroom to pee and flushes the toilet, he would be like, oh, you're wasting my water.
Oh my goodness.
So my grandfather said, I can't take this. We got to buy a house. So they worked really hard because she says she's never been in debt. You know, they took a mortgage on the house because they couldn't take it anymore with the landlord. And then they would work so hard. And when my grandfather died, they only owed like $6,000 left in the house.
So I think we can tell that Nana had a hard life, but she made the best of it. And she's very appreciative for everything that she has. And for someone who went through everything that she had to go through, it's really refreshing to see someone still be so positive about everything and just be grateful and appreciative, because at the end of the day, family really is everything.
So she says, yes, I agree. So basically, I told her what you said is that, you know, family at the end of the day is everything.
Io c'ho Michela, nonna.
Yeah.
Mi fa tutto. Yali, quando tengo a te! Però, ma!
Your mom?
Ma!
Yeah, she says, she says my mom does everything for her. Uh-huh. Even if she gets a little crazy and yells sometimes and gets stressed out.
Saruccia, io tutto Saruccia. Faccio con Nico.
New nickname.
I never heard her call me that before.
Con Nico, con Michela, nonna. Perché Michela, Michela, te che mi ha dedotto, Michela fa destra, Michela, quindi perciò, somebody, si tocca, io gli sparo con una pistola.
Wait, what?
If anyone touches or like, you know, would come to, you know, because my mom helps her so much. If anyone come close to her, trying to hurt them, she would get a gun and shoot them, she said.
Yeah.
She's very loyal to her family. Yes. And then we can finish off. Okay. I have a question that I ask for everybody. Okay. I don't know how she's going to answer this, but you know what the question is?
No.
If she has advice for just any immigrant who's just looking to go to a new country, what would that advice be?
Right, da bambina che devo fare.
Okay, questa è l'ultima domanda.
Che ne fa a lavorare e non hanno mai a rubare.
Solo questo.
Quando tu lavori è bello.
Sì.
To work.
Ognuno. E sì, la nonna, tu work.
Just work hard.
She said it's important to just work hard and not steal.
And not steal.
Yeah.
I agree.
So I think what she means by that, you know, is to be honest, you know, live an honest life.
Yeah. And I think that's the thing, is that a lot of people think that immigrants are coming to this country to steal jobs. To steal jobs and to really deteriorate the economy, when at least all the ones that I know, or at least the 99% of them, come here to do exactly what Nana and your Nono did. But that's work hard, give a better life to their families, and honestly help. Like, they're doing the work that a lot of people don't want to do and honestly probably can't do as well.
Yeah, no, I think you're spot on. They come here with the mentality to work hard, and a lot of the immigrants that I knew growing up, you know, in Boston, there's so many of them here, you see most of them work in two jobs, and it's like
they work harder. It's incredible.
They work harder than most of us. Yeah. But I think the other important thing that immigrants bring is this aspect of family.
Yeah,
I think
definitely.
That's a theme. You know, I've been listening to your podcast, obviously, and it seems the common theme is that family is everything, and family is what keeps people going. So.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think immigrant families are a lot closer than other families that I've seen growing up too.
Yeah, because, you know, they go through those struggles, right? So they're forced to find something to bond together, and
yeah,
they're living a purposeful life, I guess you could say.
Yeah. Definitely. Okay, Nonna. Grazie, Nonna.
No, grazie a te. Thank you, Nonna.
Okay, Nonna.
Com'è bella però la mamma.
Oh, thank you, Nonna.
La mamma è oh, beautiful.
Thank you, Nonna.
She's saying how beautiful your mom
My
is,
mom.
Too.
Yeah.
La mamma è mamma, la nonna.
I know. Well, guys, thank you for tuning into this episode of ISM. This is one of those times where what I said really does come true. I did say that in this podcast we were gonna laugh, we were gonna cry, and didn't expect that today, but here we are. Really unexpected, but these stories are so incredible, and it really just shows a person's true character and how strong immigrants are and how much they give to not only this country but just all of us in general. Thanks again for listening, and I will see you guys next week.
Grazie, Nonna.
Grazie, Nonna. I love you.
Vincenzo, quando ti sposa.
Thanks so much for listening to ISM, where immigrant stories matter. Make sure to subscribe so that you get notified when new podcasts are released. And if you just can't wait for the next one, follow us on Instagram at ISM the podcast so that you're always in the know. Until next time.